Welcome. Thanks for talking to me today about Roots Camp Louisiana 2016. Tell us a little bit about what's going on this Friday and Saturday in New Orleans.
This Friday and Saturday in New Orleans, we are having our sixth annual Roots Camp. We've been doing this since 2010. We used to partner with NOI, the infamous NOI, which is now absorbed into Wellstone Action. And we decided in Louisiana to keep doing it. The first time we did it, it was part of a national push of NOI to get as many states involved as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think Louisiana is one of only less than a handful of states that still continue to do it. I think Boston does it. Boston, Massachusetts still does it. I know they did it last year. I'm not sure if they're going to do it this year. So Roots Camp is an unconference.
Mm-hmm.
Simply explained, is an event where the organizers convene themselves to train each other and share their skills, their knowledge, build relationships with one another. There's a great cross-section of diverse organizers that attend, anywhere from people who deal with racial justice, environmental justice, women's rights, LGBT, trans rights. In fact, this year, one of our seed sessions is transgender rights and the infamous bathroom question.
Mm-hmm.
So that promises to be very engaging. This year, for the first time, we are adding a wellness track because, as many of us know, as activists, we have a tendency to take care of everyone else except ourselves. Yes, that is not sustainable,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have an awesome life coach, Denise Graves, who has Peace Ministries. She's awesome. She has organizing experience, as well as a trained counselor. And so she has a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of experience and expertise. And she can relate to us as activists. So I'm excited about her coming and sharing her craft. We're making a more deliberate effort also this year to bring in mm-hmm. the arts because the arts have always been a strong impetus in social movements.
Indeed.
And so we are incorporating the arts this year. So Friday night is just a happy hour. If we get together and socializing for the sake of socializing sake,
mm-hmm.
As solidarity. Friday night, and then on Saturday, we'll convene Roots Camp. We're doing just one day this year because this is in the middle of the summer. I am a new school board member. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Congratulations, parents. And it was a special election, and mm-hmm. that election was March 5th, which was during the presidential primary. I mm-hmm. won 8% of the vote. Rah, rah, rah.
Woo!
And so how to campaign effectively like that are some sessions that tend to pop up during Roots Camp. So if anybody wants to know how to campaign, whether it's an issue-based or a political campaign,
right. Same
tactics. You just change the messaging. But I mentioned that not only to celebrate rah-rah, you know, school board win, but we usually do Roots Camp in the spring. But because of that campaign, it was in the best interest to be more effective and have it this summer.
Right.
This year, we're doing it in the summer, but we'll go back to doing it in the spring because I know most people are used to looking for it in the spring right before a legislative session. Saturday night, also part of the arts as activism, is a poetry slam.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
excited about that. One of the other hats I wear or used to wear, I don't wear it as often as I used to, is I used to do spoken word on the regular. I qualified to go to nationals in 2001.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm really excited about us doing a poetry slam again emphasizing that art is a powerful tool for activism, spoken word especially. One of the seeds, so it's four seed sessions. I already mentioned one with the trans rights and the infamous bathroom question. The other one is the women's rights campaign dealing with Representative Helena Moreno out of New Orleans. She started a women's rights campaign. If you recall, the stripper bill, right?
Yes.
And in response to the stripper bill, she said, you know what? We need to go ahead and really deal with the issue of women's rights in the state of Louisiana.
Indeed.
So that's the seed session. The other seed session, our wellness coach will actually do a seed session introducing one of the techniques that she uses. And then the fourth one is arts as activism as a panel discussion, but not just the spoken word poetry. It's going to be a diverse range of art. So your spoken word, your visual arts, your performing arts. So we're really excited about this year.
Yeah, and that's Friday night. The happy hour is downtown on St. Claude Avenue. And
with the K, not the other.
Right. That's the karaoke bar, right?
Yes.
So we're gonna get on stage. That'll be some art as activism, I'm sure. Saturday during the day, it starts at 9 o'clock on the UNO campus. Where exactly on the UNO campus?
In the student center
on UNO campus. And you say seed sessions, are those going to kick off the unconference and then people come together to program the rest of the day? Is that how it works?
That's it. So 9 o'clock is light breakfast, socializing, meeting new people and getting reacquainted with old friends. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll start the opening session where you get to meet the planning committee and get excited about the day. At 10:30-ish, we go into building the wall. And building the wall is where we, in fact, get everybody to put down what session they want to do at what time in what room. And then at 11 o'clock, the seed sessions start. And after the seed sessions, we have the lunch panel. The lunch panel starts at 12. It's about the intersectionality of it all. And at that point, I failed to mention that this year's theme is the power of inclusion. And that was inspired by the political climate that we're seeing during this presidential race. And so on that note, we're dealing with the intersectionality of it all during the lunch panel. So we'll deal with the intersectionality of some of the trans issues, the race issues, women's rights, and how they intersect with various issues, whether it's education or environment. One of our panelists is Stephanie, and she's come to Roots Camp, I think, maybe every year, and she has Louisiana Democracy Project, African-American activist, and her focus is environmental justice, so she'll deal with how race and environmental justice plays out. And so, pretty exciting.
Wonderful. It sounds like a packed program. I think I'm getting excited about this weekend. People can go to rootscampla2016.eventbrite.com. And are there any other places where they can find out about Roots Camp LA online if they want to register and stuff?
Yeah. They can go to our main website, which is www.spanlouisiana.org. S-P-A-N Louisiana.org. And then that'll bring you to the home page. You can use the navigation bar and click on Roots Camp, and then you can click on the agenda and click the registration link on their website. If to get straight to the Roots Camp page, you would do the spanlouisiana.org/RootsCampLA.
Okay.
And that would directly to the event page. And it has the agenda and pretty much explains everything I just laid out.
Oh, yeah. Well, it sounds like a wonderful program, exciting program. And it's a program where if you out there, listeners, if you have a story to tell about building power within Louisiana or New Orleans, or just want to introduce yourself to some people that are doing some really wonderful progressive things in the state, you can come out and participate at Roots Camp this Friday and Saturday at UNO. Dawn Collins, thanks so much for speaking to us again.
Absolutely.
Anything?
And I look forward to NOLA to Angola. And I get excited about it every year. And I am a hoarder when it comes to the cards that I receive after I'll do the fight run. And one year, not next year, but one year I'm afraid that I'm going to get on the bike. I need to come from New Orleans to Angola, but maybe I can at least do Baton Rouge.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just take a nice route through Baton Rouge. Until then, we'll see you this weekend, where we'll be learning about how to so citizens can realize the power that they have to change the state of Louisiana. Thanks so much, Dawn Collins. See you soon.